Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Interview?
7 o'clock.
Seven. Okay.
Oh, enough time to smash out a potty, get some breakfast.
Have a coffee, come back and talk about air fries.
Yeah. I mean, it's a regular 7:30 report right here.
I mean, I'm just thinking, do we do a separate Bachelor bonus podcast?
Well, we're on right now.
Oh, God.
Is nothing sacred?
And you know I don't edit these.
That red light haunts me.
Refusing to put videos up?
No, I'm refusing to put the video up of what you want it because look.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know, mate.
You guys are going to have to listen to the show.
Page. Yeah.
The final chat in today's show, we blame Jace entirely for because he said you've got 5 minutes to fill. Go for your lives. Just go on tangents. And that's never a good directive for Sarah and I.
I mean, was it all right?
Well, it's too late. It's gone to air, hasn't
look,
it?
Look, it's not going to win any awards.
We never win any awards, so that's not...
Oh, also, on that note, we got... Remember that? We do get one troll. We're so lucky in that we never, ever get nasty comments. Ever.
Who's
no
the troll?
No one. There's that one bloke who occasionally, like maybe once a quarter, drops into our DM and tells us we're the worst radio people in the entire world.
Yeah.
And that, please end it. Stop it. So yesterday, I just deleted it.
But I think he's like...
He messaged and he said, can you please retire? Retire. Can you please retire
was
from the
easy?
Airwaves? No.
But then I don't even think that's trolling. Like, that's just...
Hardly. No, that's right. See, I didn't even block him. I just deleted it because I didn't want it to affect your...
My mood.
You take off.
I know
I'm
you're
so
already
fragile
with the videos.
No. This is how I feel like when I look at it. I'm like this.
We're having troubles with the cameras in this freaking studio because, I mean, as good as it is to have visual of us, people are enjoying it. But are they enjoying it because we look like shit? Because sometimes people feel better about themselves and they're like, oh, is that what they're like? Oh, gosh, she should put a little bit of effort in. I refuse. I'm not going to put effort in. There, I've said it. It's a slippery slope, Sarah. If you start now, you're forever beholden to spending 15 minutes in the toots before we go to air at 5 a.m. No, no, no. This is me. What are you typing to me? Oh.
Can you move that mic that's got the hit logo away from
me? The reason I type it is so that,
I don't
so that no
it.
One hears what I want you to do.
This one.
Because, you know, when I do make your videos.
Muff's gone.
That's what I said to my laser specialist. I'm telling you, it's unnecessary.
We don't mind a little bit of smut, but...
Whatever, Sarah, get over it.
Don't get angry at me because you have no pubes.
You're the one who got me into laser.
Laser.
I'm an extremist. I'm not spending money if there's still shit left. Get rid of it all.
No.
What's the point of spending the money? You know you're spending the same amount for bikini.
Yeah.
Why?
What's the difference between... No, I don't know. I regret.
Here's the show.
Don't ask me. I don't want it.
I'm sorry. Shit.
That's today's video.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. Sarah, you've got a pep in your step.
Well, I do. A couple of days ago, we spoke about manifesting and we set ourselves a challenge, the three of us, and we asked all of you to join along too in your own lives. Two out of the three of us have come good on our manifestations. Jace wanted a free coffee. He got one yesterday.
Within 24 hours, in fact, he got
it was
free
within
coffee.
About 8 hours.
Wow.
I said I wanted a paid work-related opportunity. Yesterday, I got an email into Lee's and my joint account from our accountant saying that the ATO was giving us a refund of $4,000.
Woo!
Yes, Interlees and my company. I mean, that's it. I've manifested that. That is, you can thank me.
Can you see? I mean, look, I'm stoked with our tax refund. Don't get me wrong, because it works well for me too.
Don't question
it. Do you think this is a work-related opportunity, though? I thought you were trying to manifest, like, an additional gig, you know?
Look, I think I quickly realised that in these unprecedented times.
Yes.
That another gig was not going to come our way.
Okay.
You know, that nobody's doing events needing MCs at the moment. Nobody. Crickets. Mm.
This
is
counts
the
for
manifestation
you.
For me. I'm done.
I mean, it's decent.
I can turn my manifestation powers off. But you, Lise, are left in the lurch.
Well, I'm left in the lurch. I wanted a peace, Lily. The thing is that have you actually spent time? Like, do I need to visualize more?
Like, you need to focus on the feeling you will have when you see the peace lily at your front door. I have offered you a windswept one off my back deck. You have rejected that.
I don't want yours.
The universe might not bring it to you because you've rejected it trying to.
Well, Sarah hasn't physically brought it in. Maybe if you do that tomorrow.
I'm not bringing it in unless you're going to take it. I'm not taking it back home.
Was that money just your tax return?
No.
No. Okay, cool. No.
It's unexpected.
It is.
Also, who gets money back on their tax return? Like, never. I'm just happy if you break even and you don't owe.
That's what happens when you get paid a lot of money.
Shut up, Sarah.
I shouldn't tell people our financial situation.
Jeez. I mean, bloody shit.
You know what? I'm going to use that money to buy you a peace, Lily.
Oh, my God.
The universe
yes.
giveth and the universe
it
taketh
good.
Away.
I don't want your veranda one. Your pissy veranda one.
It's got a few brown leaves. God, you're picky.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
The Bachelor premiered last night on Channel 10. And I'd completely forgotten it was coming on. I was just flicking through the channels and there it was. And I thought, oh, look, I'll watch the first episode where you meet all the contestants for Bachelor Lockie's Heart. And I thought we were onto a really good thing because there was a girl, Rosemary, who walked in a penguin suit. Then there was a really angry girl called Laura who doesn't even want to go to Bali because you can't brush your teeth with the water. And I thought it had peaked there. Enter. A red-headed lass named Zoe Clare.
24 years old. Pretty as a picture. Pretty as a picture.
But a little bit of a chip on her shoulder.
And as unhinged of a human being as I will ever meet. Also, far too many champagnes under her belt.
I mean, at one point during the show, you actually see the girls start eating sandwiches like they're from a servo. They open up the plastic triangle and start munching on some like ham, cranberry,
and
cheese.
Because it's COVID, Sarah. That's the COVID catering in batch. Did you realise that they'd done away with the cheese platters? You can't. I mean, how can there be a bachelor season with no elaborate cheese platter?
I don't even know how you were focusing on that with what was going on in the show.
I didn't watch it, but was there social distancing?
No, not really.
Okay, cool.
Just servo sangers.
Servo sangers was the main thing. They're from the same household now, so they don't need to.
That's right. They're a family.
But Zoe became very... Zoe Clare, I'm sorry, hyphenated. Zoe Clare became very annoyed when one of the other ladies, Ariba, encroached on her alone time with Bachelor Lockie and sat down and began to talk. Zoe Clare was having absolutely none of that and she could pinpoint the exact reason why Ariba had targeted her.
The one time that I can walk in something and I'm like, no one has my hair, no one has my bone structure, no one has my body, and they don't. And that's not a lie. They don't. But you're still different. You're still a wrangler at the end of the day. And that sucks because they think no matter what, oh, it's fine, she's different. And like, did the Reba do it to any of the blonde girls? Any of the brunette girls? No.
So did someone say something to you about it? Or did you hear someone say something?
No.
So, I mean, no one provoked this attack. No one provoked this reaction in Zoe Clare. This is deep-seated redhead oppression. This is what this is, Sarah. This girl feels marginalised.
The thing is, Lise, I've got a redhead best friend. I've got a redhead nephew. I don't really get the vibe that their lives have, that they've been marginalised because of their
Zoe Clare?
Hair colour. I don't know, but I feel like we need to do a Josh Groban and raise her up.
You'll raise me up.
I know. There's got to be redheads out there, 13, 10, 60. There's got to be redheads out there that feel that, on the contrary, their hair colour, their complexion has enriched their lives. Let's do this for Zoe Claire and show this poor, oppressed young woman that she's looking at the glass half empty.
She's more than the colour of her hair.
And we don't get calls here.
There's got to be a redhead out there listening. We just need one. Let's go to Kerry in Brisbane. Kerry, has being a redhead enriched your life?
Absolutely, it has, yes.
Tell us how.
It's, well, in many, many ways. I will admit, as a child, it wasn't as much fun. I'm an older woman who had red curly hair, freckles and glasses, and back then, yeah, it wasn't fabulous, but I've embraced it every day now.
So what are the pros, Kerry?
The pros are, firstly, as I said, a lot of redheads don't go grey or don't get many grey hairs. As I said, I'm 60 and I don't have many at all. Yeah. I also have been told by an orthopaedic surgeon that redheads heal quicker. I fractured and dislocated knuckles playing sport. He questioned whether I was a natural redhead. I said yes. Wow. He said, we'll get away without having to operate.
Wow. Kerry, if only Zoe Claire could hear you now.
But yeah. Kez, like if I may call you Kez.
Kez.
Well, one of my besties is a redhead, and she said that redheads also have a much higher pain threshold than the everyday blonde or brunette.
I would highly agree with that. As I said, I've had two babies, both 9 pound.
Not a problem for you.
Yeah. Not a problem. See, there you go.
Not a problem for Kez. No. They just pushed them right out.
That's it. All right, let's go to Sebastian in Bean Lee. Sebastian, are you a redhead and has it enriched your life?
I'd say because of obviously the white skin, I find it a lot better for when I get tattoos. I've got my leg fully covered and it's all colourful. And obviously having such white skin,
Sebastian,
it's amazing.
You're the ultimate canvas. Aren't you? Being a redhead, your complexion lends itself to body art. There's another pro, Sarah, for Zoe Claire. She hasn't thought of that, has she?
And also, if you've got colourful leg tats, I'm assuming it complements your hair colour as well. So it's a whole picture. You're a walking piece of art, aren't you, Sebastian?
Well, yes, yeah. So white with little red dots all over me and then yes.
Magnificent.
See? This is Zoe Claire. I hope she's listening.
No, we'll send this to her. Scotty in Melton. What are the positives of being a redhead?
It's the fire in the belly, especially the women. They've got a lot more than us blokes, that's for sure. People leave us alone pretty easy. So,
so that's the positive for you? People see your red hair and they leave you alone?
Oh, yeah. They know the fire that comes in the belly with the redhead. So,
do you reckon that's true? I thought that was a stereotype.
A fiery redhead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you only have to ask me sister. She's a perfect one, so gotta love her.
Well, I wish we could know from Zoe Claire if she's turned it around.
Well, Sarah, she's actually just called in the show. She has, and she had this to say.
You know what? I'm proud of being a ranger. I will be a ranger until the day I die.
There you go.
That's right.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sarah, the end of an era for a small suburb of Western Australia called Morley. Yesterday, they closed the doors of the very last Australian Blockbuster video store. That's it. That is it for Blockbuster rental places in the whole of the country.
Wow.
But I have good news because I think they should take inspiration from a Blockbuster over in Oregon in America. Is that how you pronounce it or is it Oregon?
I think it's just Oregon.
I think it's Oregon, yeah.
Oregon.
It's like a Pokemon or something.
We always just...
Oregon.
Oregon.
Going, Oregon.
This place in Oregon.
Oh, God, she's laughing at her own joke. That's the saddest thing.
This place in Oregon has decided, they're closing their doors too, but they're like, we're not going out without a boom.
I thought you were going to have a DVD joke or something.
No. I was like, you take your time.
So what they've done is they've said, we're going to rent this place out as an Airbnb. They're turning the entire Blockbuster store into a rentable movie experience. So you can hire the whole joint out and have a 90s-inspired sleepover in the Blockbuster store. Okay? Oh. So they've decked it out, Sarah. I'll put a picture up on our Instagram at Lees and Sarah. They've decked the place out with a beautiful fold-out couch, bean bags, little lights, a big screen TV. You've got the run of the whole place. You can watch DVD after DVD. You can eat the snacks. Wow. Everything is 90s inspired. The bedding, everything. Mm. Do you know how much they're charging for this in Oregano?
How much?
$4 per person.
A night?
A night.
This is why Blockbuster's gone the way of the dodo, because
they're not charging
it. There's no profit margin.
They're not
margin
charging
in that,
it. There's no margin in this. But
this is actually quite upsetting for me. You'll notice how quiet I am.
Yeah, what? I thought this is a great idea for Morley. The residents of Morley can make money now.
Well, I was never allowed to go on sleepovers as a kid.
And hold on. Were you not allowed or were you not invited?
No.
There's a difference.
I mean, that's a legit question.
I was invited, but Mum would rock up at like 9 o'clock to come and pick me up.
Why?
Because she was a teacher and she knew what deviant teenagers got up to.
Oh, my God. Hold on. How? You've never been to a sleepover?
Oh, no. Never had a sleepover as a kid.
Why didn't you say to your mother no?
Because I'm scared of her and I'm scared of her still. No, never. No sleepovers. So that kind of it still sounds like heaven to a 40-year-old.
Oh, my God, Sarah, I'll invite you over for a sleepover. So what, you've never done the pyjama thing and the midnight snacks?
No.
And the running around the house in the nude?
No.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, that. Sorry. That's not a thing.
Okay, this is why Mum didn't let me have sleepovers, because there were kids like you running around naked in the middle of the night. Mum was right.
Jumping over fences.
Always right.
Having a secret durry in the back. Why not? What? Yeah,
Mum could see through your kind. That's why.
I'll invite you on the weekend. Last week, we launched a very, very exciting new competition here on the show for our beloved listeners. You know, we're so sick of the morning brekkie shows on TV, giving away cash, Sarah. There's cows involved. There's sentences to say when the phone rings.
Well, that's right. We thought, why should Carl and Alison and Koshy and Sam have all the fun with the cash cow and the I Wake Up With Today line? Surely there's a way we can merge this for the people who prefer a radio medium over telly in the morning.
FLASHCOW. It's the Flash Cow. Bring in your milk. Call us up now if you want milk.
You heard the cow.
Yeah, that's right.
Call us up now if you want milk. 131060. That's all you need to do. Give us a buzz. You must say, I wake up with those two girls. If you don't say that, you don't get the milky.
That's right. It's okay? It's so easy to win a $3 bottle of milk. We can't make it
any more clearer.
This is from us to you.
Well, we just think money, you know, what's so good about money? Really. Milk is what makes your morning. Mm-hmm. That's our world view.
That's right. I mean, look, I can see the people of Australia. This is really resonating. They want their milk.
They're not lactose intolerant. All right. No siree.
Well, will we take a call, Lise?
Are we taking a call right now?
Yeah, first
call.
Okay,
well, they better say the words right. Okay, is it
Lehigh?
Lehigh in Glenroy. Good morning.
I wake up with those two girls.
Yes, you do, Lehigh. Yes, you do. Oh, wow, what a heady feeling for you at 5:40 in the morning. What are you going to do with this 2-litre bottle of milk, Lehigh?
I'm going to have a few Milos, going to have some oats. It's just going to be a whole party.
Yeah. Yes,
this is it. It's a calcium party.
Obviously.
I mean, have you ever won something of this magnitude?
Never. It's truly an honour, and I'd really like to thank you and my mum and my family who put on all the hard effort to be able to bring this to me. Really appreciative.
Have you manifested this, Lehigh? If you're a regular listener of the show, you'll know that we are into manifestation this week. So did you dream about this milk coming your way?
I didn't dream about it, but I was definitely hoping for it. Mm. My milk's expired and I need a new bottle, and this is just perfect.
Okay. I mean, I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier, Sarah, for Lehigh. I mean, I love it when deserving winners get the ultimate prize.
We have actually brought all the boys to the yard with our milk.
That's right.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
If you follow us on our Instagram at Lees and Sarah, you'll notice a new development for our show, which is in-studio videos, which is exciting. We've never had that. So it means that if you miss the show in the morning, you can watch some of the segments that we've done.
The interesting thing is that a lot of people don't realise who's who in terms of what we look like. So a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I thought you were Sarah. I thought that voice was Sarah, but now I realise. So it's quite interesting. Yeah. And producer Jace is the digital master behind
all of our... Still don't know which
one of you. Yeah, you always do say Sarah Lees and hope that one of us turns around.
That's a cake in the frozen aisle, Jace.
But here's the thing. While it's great for you to be able to see these videos, it is actually affecting Lees and my self-confidence. You know, it's the equivalent of looking at yourself on Zoom all the time and you see your flaws. And I'll just share a little message train that Lees and I had the other night. I had said, God, that camera's really up my nostril. Mm. Are they that big? Why are you so much further away and have a tiny head? Lees replied, dear God, my lips have never been drier.
Guys, why does lip balm not work?
You need to put nappy rash cream on your lips. Yeah, that'll sort it right out.
It's so dry. I'm drinking so much water.
Did you say nappy sand?
Nappy rash. Like the panthen or amelant, a barrier cream. Okay.
They're so dry. I'm so sorry. It's so offensive to people watching these videos.
Well, I replied to that and said I've never had a more bulging side vein. I mean, it's the one that Mum said I should try and get filler in or something to take it away. Filler doesn't work in veins, Mum.
I don't think that's good.
Okay, but I think it's actually pressure and anxiety that's coming out.
There's
like
a little
the Hulk.
One under your left eye.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much. Mm. I'll just look down the barrel of the camera so everyone can see that. Mm-hmm. But then on Instagram, now there are some comments coming through.
Well, people are judging us. Here's the thing. We get up at the ungodly hour of 3:45 in the morning. So when we rock up to work, Jace, we are not wearing outfits, okay? We're not doing hair and makeup. You can see. Look at this face. Do you think there's mascara on it? You are sorely mistaken.
We're not the glamours you think we are, okay?
We're not putting in effort. The studio, we got into radio so people couldn't see us.
So someone wrote on an Instagram video yesterday, poor Sarah. The one day we see inside the studio, she's in her comfies. That was a good outfit.
That was a good outfit
that I go to a Westfield and stroll around in.
Sarah,
okay?
That was a PE Nation.
Also, I know. Well,
high-end
tracksuit. I'll stop you right there because then somebody else wrote, I wish I could afford that PE gear. And Lees replied on my behalf, thanks, I got it on a flash sale. I didn't. I did not. I paid full price
Sarah,
for that.
Here's the thing. When you buy those big brand labelled things emblazoned on your chest, people know that you've paid good money for it. It's not relatable. You should never buy something with that. It's like buying Gucci and wearing it on your boobs.
But I don't buy Gucci.
But you're buying PE Nation. It's the same.
$100. Why are you making me more approachable to people? Why? Why? We know the status quo. No. I'm the unapproachable one. You're the approachable one.
I'm just saying PE Nation is the equivalent of Gucci for housewives.
So it's a rich people's outfit.
It's not. It's a rich people's, well, not Sarah because she's not like.
She's not rich.
Well, it's the equivalent of, I mean, you know, you just don't.
Is it
what
fake?
I want from people today.
Did you get it from, did you get it from Bali?
A video.
Is it PO Nation? No. Is it BO Nation?
God, don't even laugh at that. Is if this video goes up, I want everyone to comment on Lees's jumper.
This is a perfect example. My jumper, guys, is from Cotton On.
You look like Carol Baskin.
Wait. My jumper is from Cotton On, but do you know what if it's a ripoff of? People will know. If you're watching this video,
it's probably not
going to
be a video, I'm
going to
be honest.
You're
going
to do
right
a
now.
Video. You have to now. This probably is a ripoff not. Of Anina Bing.
Anina Bing. Nobody knows who Anina Bing is.
Everyone
unless
knows
unless
who
you're rich. Nobody knows. Are you rich? Nobody knows who Anina Bing
is. I can't afford Anina Bing, but I will find the ripoffs at Cotton On. That's how you do it. You don't have the label on the front, Sarah.
You know what? I just want people to know I've dressed up today. I'm in bloody sequins and I have done my face. And if I get any sledging about my outfit,
you've made a big mistake.
Looking too comfortable.
Because now you've put makeup on and now you're going to have to maintain that.
This is so
just
relatable.
Show them who you are.
One of us has to.
Show them who you are. Who cares if we look like mingers at this hour, Sarah?
Like
look,
what?
I don't know. I'm also booking in for nostril surgery and vein reduction.
Don't do it to yourself. You're perfect, just as you are. A little bit on the right there.
Ouch.
Oh, God. Who cares?
Good fun. Look, if you've missed anything, catch it in our podcast. Those Two Girls Catch Up on
and
the Hit
Jace
app.
Will make the video.
Not about this or not.
Oh, Jason. God. Take a photo at the very least.
Who do you think wears the pants in this room? It is you, but it doesn't stop us asking the question.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We're back.
All right.
Can we talk about The Bachelor?
Yes, I have so many notes. Well, you and I were messaging back and forth during the entire thing. I'm going to start by saying that I actually had vowed not to watch this season of The Bachelor.
Well, I wasn't interested.
I just wasn't interested.
Literally only when I was flicking through last night and was like, oh.
Same. It just ended on the telly. And it was fun because Dane was home and I realised how fun it is to watch the first episode of The Bachelor with Dane because he finds it hilarious. As well.
The first one's always good because everyone gets drunk.
Which Lee started with, where the F is my peace lily? So she's still very aggro that a peace lily hasn't manifested itself into her life.
You got the wrong attitude.
Oh, God, I know.
Okay, firstly, I kind of came in with the contestant who had an asthma puffer tucked into the back of her ball dress. As an asthmatic, I thought, finally, there's a minority group who's represented. I keep waiting for someone to be like, will you be an ambassador of our asthmatic foundation? And it just never happens.
Are you a minority than a redhead?
Yeah, well, I mean, asthma's deadly.
She was a sweet girl.
Okay.
Redheads are deadly.
Asthma can kill you, right? So
yeah. She was a sweet girl. Annoying, I'm just going to call it. She laughs too much.
Her laugh was actually triggering her asthma. That's why she was.
I mean, why hasn't she picked that up?
But it's a weird power flex, like whipping out a Ventolin and being like, guys, I need this to breathe. Shake, shake, shake. Hold your breath like you've smoked some pot and then try and
talk
while the
Ventolin. Sarah, you speak about like you know. Speak like you know.
No, but I've seen people do it and you know how I feel, right?
Do it.
Like, when it's like, anyone want to go to the servo? That's how I've got to speak after I've had my Ventolin.
Just waiting for my fibres to settle down.
I mean, any time a guy did that at a party, holding an Orchi bottle, I was like, you're dead to me. What a loser.
I couldn't believe the first time. I was 18 at a theatre party, drama party, and someone sat down there. And then all of a sudden, there were probably three or four.
Just having a conversation.
Just trying to hold in the precious smoke.
I was so innocent. I was like, what are they doing on that? Oh, they were smoking weed. I was like, why on earth would you do that if you look that stupid? Like, if you have to look
because
that
I think it's a status
it.
Thing. I think
there
a,
was no
it's
status.
It's a pothead status thing.
Like, you know, I really like Bertolt Brecht's lines.
And you're like, mate, just swallow it or like inhale
How'd
it.
How'd you go on your assignment?
Like, how much money have they spent on that baggie?
Like, blow it out. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, so the Ventolin. I'm back on that. That was good. Pleased to see some diversity in the contestants.
Then we went on. Oh, yes. Okay. Well, this is our age-old theory. And actually, there's many coming up in the show. The first theory is the girls with the very long fingernails aren't to be trusted. They're insane.
I don't know.
I said to Dane, look at the girls with the natural nails, normal manicure, or not even a manicure, just normal nails. Yeah. They will make it to the top four.
I mean, and this is nothing against like a standard acrylic or shellac set.
But no, we're talking about the talons.
Like if you have a hankering for raptors in your life, then these are
a what?
A raptor. A raptor, I say.
I thought you said like a raptor. I was like, what the hell's a raptor?
A raptor.
Vanilla. No, it's not.
It's why can't I don't function. Understand it. How do they do it?
I don't even know how they like how
do you text?
I don't know how you would wash your hair properly.
How do you open the
fridge?
Like,
you know, when you wash it, you've really got to get your fingernail
into your scalp
and everything in there.
You could scratch your own head and get those tingles.
I mean, it would be like an anteater climbing on your head and trying to.
It's really triggering to me. I've never been into nails. I just can't.
Especially when they're curved like that. Like, have you seen Roald Dahl's The Witches?
It's exactly that. They've gone to their nail tech and they've said this is the inspo. Yeah,
it's not a trap.
Although, actually, that's wrong. Witches don't have fingers. That's why they wear gloves. But they would.
No, they have fingers.
Yeah, in the witches.
In the movie and in the book, they wear gloves because their hands are so disfigured, if you will.
No, I think it's because they're cut off at the knuckles. I think they're fingerless. And toes, that their toes are the same.
Have you ever wanted long fingernails to see you can do on the desk when you go...
Tap, tap. No. No.
I mean,
I think some people do nails well. Yeah. I think some, I'm not saying across the board nails are awful, but
I don't even know. I think just there's from a type of nail. Like how you would put makeup on. Like, how would you blend got those?
Why
you have to be
the backside of your fingernail?
Why would you complicate your life?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Can we do the phoner next show or one of these shows in the future? Have long fingernails enriched your life?
Yeah, I mean...
No, okay.
I mean, we can if you want to, Jase.
The enthusiasm I got in response from that.
The other red flag for me, there's fingernails is one. Second is women, who refer to themselves as boss. I'm a boss lady. I'm a boss bitch. I'm a boss this.
Relationship.
Okay, well, not your girlfriend because you know we love her. She's exempt, but tell her to rein it in.
You're really trying to prove something if you've got to assert that you're the boss. It should be an aura.
It should be BDE.
You shouldn't have to usher
it. It's
like big D.
It's BBE, big boss energy, but you never say boss.
You know what I love just saying? Can I pick you up when you said girls and you're like, sorry, women.
Thank you. Okay. I'm woke.
Hang on. We're not
You're
woke.
What?
We're not woke at all because our company is called Those Two Girls. And now it's becoming ironic. That's how I like to think of it as now that we're both 40 this year.
Those two women.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the sound.
It doesn't have the same ring, does it? And then I hope to become even older and still be in this profession. And so then we'll be like 65 and still called Those Two Girls. That's my dream.
Nice. Those two grands.
It is interesting, though, that women, that men... Do men refer to to yourselves as boys, like YTB?
Yeah,
right?
But like,
boys.
I don't think you can call someone a boy.
No,
like after 15, if you call someone a boy, you're putting them down. So it's like, all right, boy.
Okay.
It's more of a like.
But don't you be like, I'm going to go out and have
with the boys.
I'm going to play golf with the boys, or do you say I'm going to play golf with the men?
You don't say that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like playing touch with the boys.
For the boys.
The boys.
Why'd you beat?
What?
Let's discuss the penguin suit.
Don't you mean FTB?
No, it's YTB.
Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, well, Bachelor was all YTG last night.
No, YTB, yeah, the boss. She was annoying. Yeah. Who thinks that that's something?
I don't know. But this is all manufactured by the producers behind the scenes, right? Because they've already pigeonholed each of the contestants. So they'll be saying to Ariba, who was the girl saying she was the boss, mate, just go strong on that.
Yeah, but you've still got to be unhinged,
Sarah. And then Rosemary comes in and she's like, I love penguins. I love collecting penguins. I've got penguin mugs. I've got penguin make, whatever. How do you feel about wearing a penguin suit? And Rosemary's like,
Hell yeah. That'll make me stand out.
The thing is, okay, let's go
Give
the penguin
me the quirky
suit.
Penguin suit dancer can-can type over a see-through dress.
Why are all the dresses see-through?
What happened to lining?
They're all wearing.
The memo?
They're all like one-piece bathing suit type get-ups underneath or high-waisted
Knickers. I'm all for a high-waisted knicker.
There is no lining
anymore. I'm even more passionate about lining.
Or are these dresses from Shine, that online site, and you just don't get the lining?
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's right. There's no money for the lining anymore. Why are they all so see-through?
Remember when I gave you that Zara dress, that white beaded Zara dress
I
never wore that needed a petticoat under it?
No one calls it a petticoat. You call it like a slip.
A slip. Thank you. Sorry, that was the Little House in the Prairie coming
in. Petticoat. That's why you could never find one because you were going into Zara saying, do you have petticoats?
I don't want my pantaloons visible. And now you don't need, I'm just saying that you don't need that
anymore.
No,
you don't. You just wear your undies.
You just wear a great big pair of granny knickers and that's
Do you
high
guys
fashion.
Like that? We have Jase and we have,
Whoa. Bit of... bit below you, is he?
I'm so sorry. Josh. I'm so sorry, Josh.
Too high up in the food chain, Josh, to care about the little crumbs at the bottom.
I literally just had a brain fart. You know how much I adore you. I don't know what happened to my brain just then. I was just thinking, because, you know, we have Angus in here.
Josh has interned with us on and off for the past 3 years.
Josh, that was just a mistake.
It's literally been a couple of you. I was there from the start. Saturday mornings. I filled up a pool for you.
You did fill up a pool.
For a whole show.
Josh, and it meant nothing.
It did. It meant everything. I just had a moment. I haven't had a second coffee.
Please don't talk to Jack like that.
Do you boys, men, is the see-through dress thing a thing? Like, be honest.
Out in public?
Well, I mean, they're ball gowns. They're wearing them down the red carpet to meet Bachelor Lockie. So, yes, out in public, right?
Yeah. I mean, on national television, it's pretty public.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, there's something attractive about it, but then there's also something trashy about it.
It's getting a little sheer for me, to be honest.
That's good.
What did Jacob say?
She's got her intern filter on. I have to interpret what the...
I normally just say slave, so... I'm just helping you out here, girlfriend.
Here I was making a joke about you guys being on top, but...
Okay. Yeah, look, I mean, full credit if you've got the confidence to just wear your undies over a
shift. No, it's just an interesting shift.
It's not for me. Shit, Lise, you've done it again.
I've done it, guys.
You're on fire with the zeitgeist.
I am owning zeitgeist of late.
What's zeitgeist?
It's just like this word that we're obsessed with.
It means
the spirit of a time. Yeah. So when you say like...
Grunge was the zeitgeist of the 90s.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it's very... Even though it's a wonderful word, it's curiously difficult to put into a sentence correctly.
I think we heard someone say it and we had to look up what it meant.
I think you girls use it very liberally.
And then thought...
I use it liberally. Sarah still hasn't quite... Grasped.
Look, I mean, we've sold out of the dressing gowns.
Okay, they're we're on to that now.
So we're out of merch, but we're always looking.
How did we get?
Because we're always looking now for like limited edition merch opportunities. I think Zeitgeist has to come into whatever the next batch of whatever it is that we do.
Oh, how do like you as propose a logo that? On a shirt like on a mug? a Zeitgeist mug. Something to do with coffee.
I'm not sending mugs.
Sarah, we have sent the bulkiest of bulky things.
Mugs are breakable. Dressing gowns can't break.
They come in a box. They don't send you the ceramic mug.
They do.
They don't, Sarah. They're individually packaged in a box.
And that's
going
to be high postage again, all right? The dressing gowns, I mean, we really got screwed there by the regional buyers.
I mean, you know, if you live in Wangi Wangi, you didn't do us a favour. Cost us $22.
I'm sorry, we really love that you bought it.
You only paid $10 postage.
We didn't do our research. It's our fault. It's not you, Wangi Wangi.
Wangi was $9.95. I'm so sorry. It was Longreach. Longreach.
Don't you talk about Lula. Don't you talk about Lula.
3173.
We will not have it. You shut up. She hasn't even got her dressing gown yet. You shut up about that. It's coming. It's in the depot. The depot,
so
whatever it is.
So triggered by postage fees.
Well, we just didn't do our research because we had no business plan when we bought thousands of dollars worth of dressing gowns and decided to sell. We sell $10 flat rate postage. That's fine. No, it's not. It's $23.
Yeah, but we can't on-charge $23 of postage. The system is flawed.
No,
we are one country. But we are one country. What is this postal system?
One.
But we are many. Many dollars to freaking Wangi Wangi.
This is the most bipolar podcast I've ever listened to.
I mean, I'd see the orders come in and it was such a roller coaster of emotion.
She'd be like, yes,
we've sold another one. Then I'd scroll down. Oh, God, the name of this town is not good. It's got seven syllables. That's a $22.95 postage right there.
The profit margin in every dressing gown was only $13 anyway, right?
So then when you're paying $22.95 postage, we actually lost money. And the whole thing about this that annoys the crap out of me is that my mum is our bookkeeper. And now she sees how much of a disappointment I am because she's like, have I taught you nothing about business?
Even like the transaction fees, we never looked into that. So some of the transaction fees cost us $3.60.
Yeah, because Sarah decided to add PayPal people a PayPal option. And that was $2.25 per unit.
You girls should start a business podcast, like entrepreneurship. You're doing it wrong.
God. Do you think,
please help us. Where's Mark Boris?
Do you think the mentor would want to speak to us?
You guys should go on The Apprentice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We would fail miserably. And I have to keep telling Mum that it's just a creative outlet.
I'm like, it's a marketing exercise, Nicole. Okay?
Deep down, you're like,
So when they sold out, we were like, thank God.
You broke even though, right? Which is the moral.
Yeah. I think we made a little bit. And we'll reinvest that in Zeitgeist mugs coming your way. No one regional is getting them, though. It's Metro only.
You need to have a friend in the city, send it to their address, and they're going to take it to you next time you see them.
It'll be pickup zones, okay? It'll be your local McDonald's in the big cities. You find your own way there.
And if there's no Sendal Hub in Blackwater, I'm sorry, we're gone.
Why don't you just make it pickup? Can you imagine? Just pickup only.
Can you imagine all these conditions to buying? Must live in a metro area. Must
pick live
up.
In a city in that metro area.
Yeah. Oh, it's like $10 flat rate, $100 if you're regional. All right, okay. Can we get back to The Bachelor? Because there's still more to discuss there.
Okay, hold on.
Full circle. Okay, so a penguin girl is lovely. She's not going
that
to...
He said it was a baller move to wear the penguin suit. I didn't think so until she removed the penguin suit and she looked quite stunning. That was
black sequin dress. But it is, because it is a baller move. It means you are so comfortable in yourself. You don't need a ball gown to impress anyone. You don't
and
need to dress
such
up.
Such an amazing surprise. Yeah, when she's veiled.
If you're manipulated by producers, are you really comfortable in yourself?
Yeah, that's
she
the thing.
She seemed fine. She really seemed to
sure
love
she
penguins.
She did. I would be fine on national television with a penguin suit as well.
I mean, she also has purple hair, so she's very comfortable with doing things a little bit left of centre. I liked her. Rosemary. Yeah. It's a beautiful herb. She's a beautiful girl.
Great in a slow cooker.
Do you know what? I actually bought rosemary this week.
You don't need to. I've got so many rosemary bushes. Why are you buying it?
Well, because I saw a recipe off Lee Sales.
Oh, yeah. Did
Instagram.
You make that?
I made it. Cabanara. Olive, rosemary and
halloumi
loaf. Ooh. And it's really good. I made it for dinner with a nice couscous salad, but it's really more of a lunch kind
Sarah,
of.
Sarah, what you need to understand is that Sarah's idea of like what's a main meal and what's not is very, very topsy-turvy. Like, you know, you could rock up and it's crackers
6 o'clock.
For dinner.
Who wants porridge? It's topsy-turvy day.
Or it's just like one ingredient. It's just like, you know, cheese. Cheese for mains. So just any kind of cheese, not accompanied with much else. But that's fine.
Well, I don't like cooking. And I think there need to be more people out there when everyone's I'm making, you know, whatever three-course dinner. No, there are some of us out there who just do not want to spend our time.
Food is food.
Food is an energy source.
And it doesn't matter.
From a listener.
You know what? My kids' favourite dinners are what I call platter dinners, and I often do them when Dane's on night shift.
Yeah. We call ours bread and dip, but there's no dip.
It's just bread.
It's just a slice of tip top.
Nice sourdough, and then just cut up carrots, cucumbers,
they love all of that.
Some sun-dried tomatoes,
a bit of apple,
olives,
cheese. You
know, I was so triggered when I made that bloody olive loaf though, because my youngest doesn't like them.
Why?
And I chopped. She just doesn't like the saltiness.
I don't
like
olives.
What have you? And I chopped them up so small in the thing. But my eldest was like sitting beside her little sister, being like, "Oh God, I love these olives. It tastes so olivey. I just love it. Mum, this is the greatest." And she's just giving side eye to her little sister. And I was like, you need to be quiet about the olives. Okay? That's enough.
Oh, because
that's
she
enough.
Wouldn't have
so
known.
So, of course, my 6-year-old is then like.
Don't like this.
I don't like it. Had no idea there were olives in there until Big Mouth beside her started being like, I can't get enough olives. Nom, 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 nom.
Why are they so annoying?
I don't know. When one is playing up, the other one always acts like a complete angel.
Yeah.
To get on your good side. Yeah. This is delicious. I love it.
Maxie got
Can I have a cheese stick? This will be your 17th cheese stick today.
Won't hurt her. Whatever. My uncle survived on bananas for 2 years when he was a toddler. That's all he ate. Just bananas.
Yeah. Well, he was. Isn't there that woman who is just, she just eats bananas?
That's you, John. Oh, John. He listens. Hey, John. Hey, Tont.
Tont.
You only ate bananas for years, remember?
If anyone asks you, just stick with that story.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not all that. He's not right in the head. I'm joking.
He's only saying that because he listens.
I'm only saying that because he listens and he's so annoyingly successful.
And you know
he retired
at
45.
John, Lise's uncle was one of the people who bought a dressing gown and you're just damn lucky you live in the city. Okay? Because if it was if you were a regional uncle, you wouldn't have got it.
I mean, I bring great shame on that uncle because he is such a successful businessman. And
well,
how the hell
he gave us so much
I
advice.
Spawn from that family, Sarah?
I mean, that's a mystery that they ask among themselves every family get together. I have no doubt. Back to The Bachelor.
Back to The Bachelor.
We keep going on so many tangents.
Okay.
All right, let's go to
the Lebanese drum entrance. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, I mean, I thought it was powerful. I felt really, those drums
moved.
Do something to my heart.
Mm.
Like, boom, 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 boom. And they're jumping up and down like they've got ants in their pants and there's fireworks going off. And then...
Very cultured.
I don't think she was Lebanese. She wasn't Lebanese.
She was. She said she was Lebanese, didn't she? She said this is what Lebanese people do.
I thought she was Hawaiian because she had the
No, that was the next
then
girl.
Her name was like... Oh,
no, that
I'm
was
so
the next girl. No, that was the girl before the drums was the lay. Her name is Lay, so she put a lay on him and said the lame line, would you like a lay?
She didn't.
She did. They do it every year.
I don't care.
They do it every year.
The producers
year.
Would have
There's
made
a lay
them do that.
Lion. There's... You're telling me if a producer said to you, Sarah, go up and say, would you like a lay, that you would do it?
On a completely unrelated note, Sarah, can I just give you a line to deliver?
Yeah.
Can you say, would you like a lay?
Would you like a lay?
Happens.
It happens.
Yeah. Why did you just fall for that?
I mean, I'm okay with it. Would you? Like a lay. And it's just a beautiful flower necklace.
I know, but the fact that they do it year in, year out, do they think that we're dumb as viewers?
I mean, yeah, they do. Because a lot of...
We are.
Yeah. Because we're still
Let's
watching it,
Let's be honest,
we
are.
Like 27 years into The Bachelor, we're still watching it.
How many seasons have there been?
Too many.
Eight.
No, but
it's not Bachelor.
Yeah, eight
so
bachelors,
eight Bachelorettes.
But then
maybe
also
seven.
Batch in Paradise.
Then Batch in Paradise.
Plus before
so
that
be
there was
20.
All the American ones. Because Liz, you and
watch.
I can remember
yes.
what going on. We
yes.
would go over to girlfriends' houses,
oh,
like
God.
A cluster of
Remember
us.
The Bridgestone boy?
Oh, he was my favourite. Mm.
Andrew Firestone.
I still remember him.
Yes.
Okay, look, I have even Googled him in subsequent years. Be like, what's
he was
doing
too
now?
Short for you, Sarah. He was too short for you.
Yeah, look.
Also,
but,
you're
but
married.
You know what? I can,
whatever.
I mean, that's a minor detail. But, you know, he was incredibly handsome. I think he did look a bit like Wills, actually, when Wills was younger. You can recall that. And he was just,
bit,
you know, he
bit.
Was an heir to a bloody fortune.
To the Bridgestone like, tire fortune.
I could lose a couple of inches for that.
How?
No, I mean, like, date someone with a couple of
You can actually, in your bones in your legs, you can cut them off and
cut
they
them
heal.
Off. Not me, not me,
And you
me,
can make yourself
no.
shorter.
Yeah. No.
Or is it longer?
No, longer.
Yeah, longer.
Longer
is,
they do.
Yeah,
or
very,
you put
very
those,
drastic surgery.
Those shoes. I've seen them in the Jetstar magazine because that's how I travel. No, the blokes have like an invisible
platform.
Oh, yeah,
They're called
yeah.
Lift.
Lifts.
Aren't they? Lifts?
I mean,
L-Y?
Why would somebody wear, unless you had a leg shorter than the other, why would you choose to wear them? I mean, I guess, is it the same as a Wonder Bra for women? Like you,
is it
at
a lie?
The end of me, you've got, yeah, you've got like take it off at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You can't,
like,
you can't
how long
shoes
can you wear those lifts for? Are you going to wear them for the rest of your relationship? Or are you going to get 3 months in, accidentally take them off, they realise you're short and break up with you?
Is that actually what they're called? I think so. I think somewhere in the deep recesses of my brain I've retained that brand name, even though I do not need a pair of lifts.
No.
Shake it, Jace.
Sorry.
Jacob.
Did you do it again?
Was that accidental? That sounded accidental.
Yeah, she's playing along now.
Okay.
She's playing along.
So you, okay.
Yeah.
I know Josh.
Good work.
I know Josh.
I was fooled.
No,
I thought you did a very
no.
good job. I.
No, we will give Giuseppe
Lift, is it L-Y-F-T?
A nice reference when he leaves. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
Anyway, how long has this been going for?
Wait, we didn't even finish The Bachelor.
Oh.
What about
Because we haven't even got to Laura.
It's got to be
Laura in the see-through dress who hates Bali. She hated the drums.
She's a planted actress for sure.
She loves Louis Vuitton purses. And her main question after she did a chatterbox thing with Batchy was, how much are you going to spend on my birthday present?
Oh, so gross.
Warning. Warning.
Yeah. Also, she said that a Louis Vuitton bag is $1,000. I think that I don't have one, but I think they're more than that.
Well, I think he said, aren't they $1,000 or something, and that he could go to, that was five trips to Bali.
What does he do for a living?
He lives in Bali, runs an adventure thing in Bali.
Oh, cool. He runs an adventure company out of Bali. Yeah,
the whole thing is a massive push. It's a massive push.
Yeah, he's just doing it to promo his biz.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, front runners at this stage, Lise.
Bella. Is that her name?
The dancer?
No, the...
The nurse?
No. The one who was wearing that gold, beautiful gold dress with the stars on it, and she pegged the little heart to his sleeve.
Yeah, nah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Bella, but she's not.
It is Bella.
Bella's the one who was swearing all the time.
So what's her name? What's the one that I...
Yeah, gold dress gave the love heart. No, I think I really like the dancer because she reminds me...
Oh, I didn't see her walk in. I was doing the dishes.
She reminds me of the girl we loved in past seasons, Tara. Remember Fun Tara, who was also on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes.
And she was just good ochre girl. She just wasn't trying hard at all.
Okay, I didn't see her. I thought he had a lot of chemistry.
With the nurse as well.
The nurse, but who is the one that I'm thinking of? Is her name Bella?
Yeah, no, it is.
It is, yeah. Yeah, she's got big brown eyes and little dimples.
Yes.
And she, when they played,
show me.
When she walked in,
yes.
They played
the soft music
as she walked down the aisle.
Yes.
And then
the princess dress
Bella.
On.
Yes. Okay. So then she's going to be like final
she's
two
top,
or final
yeah. She's
three.
Top three.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on her.
They spent a lot of time. And he was mesmerised by her. Mesmerised.
Yeah. So I think he sent two home last night, but I went to bed, so I don't know who the two were that he sent home.
He sent Nadine.
The drums lady.
Yes, the drums lady. And then another really beautiful brunette with blue eyes.
Oh, they're the best.
Well, she got sent home.
So obviously not. If we judge off what The Bachelor does in our self-worth, then we
well,
are
he's
out.
He's kept the asthmatic, so...
You're still in with a chance.
You had two players playing for you.
Okay, are we going to do another board?
Well,
can we do a digital version this year?
You absolutely can do a digital version.
Can you?
You can.
We can.
You can.
Like us or you? Do you mean
you.
We as a team?
You two definitely can do a digital board. Last year, I did cut out
the heads for our magnetised Bachelor board.
You can absolutely do that again this
year. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, she loves a craft project. Well, I would say my top runners at the moment are Bella, Laura, I think is the nurse's name, and Laura's the dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tara 2.0.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
When's the next episode? Tonight?
Probably.
Ugh.
Yeah. Fun times.
I wish they could put it on at like 5 p.m.
Well, we've got to get onto Channel 10 to see if we can get the advanced episode screenings because it's just too late for us to stay up to 9:30.
It's not live.
No, but they only give us the episode a couple of hours beforehand.
Yeah, but that's better.
It's so much better.
I can't stay up till 9:30 every night.
No. We have to go to bed like toddlers.
Everyone that has just noticed a big cut to this me speaking right now, it's because Lee's went on a big spiel about something that she's not allowed to talk about. It went for about 5 minutes, so some really great lulls and everyone would have had a really good time listening to it, but we had to cut it out.
And we'll put it in tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
It won't be fun tomorrow.
Well, I'll be able to talk then.
Okay.
Oh, no.
This podcast has been all over the place.
But you say that's what you want.
No, I didn't say that's what I wanted. I said this arena is for you girls to do whatever you like to do.
Yeah, well, today the arena's been the Coliseum. And are you giving it a...
You are freaking Marcus Aurelius. Deal with it.
Okay.
I mean, that is the greatest movie.
Please let her boys watch it when they were five.
Yeah, Sarah, rubbish! I watched it with my eldest son, not the youngest. Remy was 10. It was a magnificent story. What 10-year-old boy doesn't want to watch Gladiator? There's a lot of his ancient history
is
in there.
Is it based on a true story? Like, that's the actual story they tell. Is that what happened?
No.
Well, it's not, I mean, it's look, not it's based on someone's life.
Historical fact about wars and the Colosseum.
The Colosseum and the slave trade.
But someone that was like a royal or up the top.
Well, he was the leader of their army, yeah.
That went and became a slave and then worked his way back up to the
grave. Possibly. Maybe there was some... It's a wonderful movie. He loved it. Loved it. What he didn't love is when I bawled my eyes out at that scene where the mother and the...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Just a reminder that it's R18 plus.
Oh, Sarah, but sometimes you've just got to take it. It's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful, epic story. My dad took us to see Ben-Hur when we were little.
That was PG.
No.
Russell Crowe at his peak as well.
Mm. Oh, Josh has to
go. Look, it's all right. I'm watching Poltergeist with the kids this week. Candyman. All right, on that note,
let's go make a coffee and then let's regroup. We're bringing you a wonderful interview with a lady who talks about air fryers. That's coming up soon.
Sarah, that's how you hook. That's a reference to yesterday's episode.
What are you laughing at, Joe?
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.